Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're probably best known for our rehoming of ex-commercial hens into pet homes, but we also work with vets, we work with DEFRA, we educate the public about food choices, we have school programs, all sorts of things. But this particular ask is for to help us with our hen rehoming, because we take barn hens, caged hens, free-range hens from farms when they get to be what's called end of lay.
So this is the hens, they've done good service. They've delivered us a box of six from time to time, hopefully through wandering around a farmyard and having some nice grain or whatever chickens have to eat these days. They've had a good life service. It's almost a retirement home then for them, is it?
Exactly, but they're very, very young still. They're only about 18 months old.
Oh, really?
Get moved on, as it were. So they've still loads of life in them, and they just want a nice, cosy back garden. Lots of love and TLC. They're so soft and friendly and endearing, and they just make a great pet. And we can't push them enough as to what great pets they make.
But they're not laying eggs, are you saying? That's a sort of like a disincentive, really, because
no, they will lay eggs. Okay. They're called commercial end of lay, which means that they can't produce six perfect eggs that will go in a supermarket and all look exactly the same. So there might be a small one or a big one or a wrinkly one or a spotty one, but they all just still taste just as yummy. And they'll carry on laying, years. I've got hens of my own that I've carried on laying for sort of 4 or 5 years after being taken out of the system. So, if you want to... a lovely daily treasure hunt for your kiddies in the garden. Go down and root about in the hen house and pick up your egg, and there it is, fresh for breakfast. Can't be more sustainable than that, really.
I guess not. So currently you've got a site in Godmanchester, which is not too far away from us here, but you're losing access to that, I gather.
Yes, for various reasons we're not going to be able to use that site now. So what we're looking for is a really kind listener who might perhaps have some stables or a barn or a field shelter with some sort of good road access, bit of hard standing, water and electricity. And what happens is about sort of 6 or 8 times a year we come along with a trailer load of hens, and they get unloaded. They get fed and watered, we check them all over, and they have a bit of a rest. And then our adopters come along who've already booked the hens out and been checked and approved. And the hens are collected and they go and start their new lives. And the whole thing takes less than half a day, really. So we're not asking for people to sign up to something onerous. We're asking for people to just give us a little bit of access to a facility for, maybe sort of 6 or 8 weekends a year.
So this is not necessarily a permanent facility. This is something which, I guess, according to where it is, it could quite easily be used for something else the rest of the time. But you need this sort of storage place so you can, I guess, provide a halfway house for chickens, halfway hen house, I guess, wouldn't it be, before sending them on somewhere else?
Exactly, yes. I mean, they're basically pop-up locations. So we... we just like to, we're always very respectful. If somebody's offering us their property, then we'll leave it as we find it. And we're very, very diligent and tidy. And it's just such a lovely thing to do. You make great friends doing this work.
Because you're looking for volunteers, I think, as well at the moment to, absolutely, I guess, kind of help with the operation.
Exactly, yeah. Because we're moving site, then some of our existing volunteers may not be able to travel the distances, depending on where we finally end up. But we'd like someone to take on the baton, and we're hoping to sort of perhaps be looking around sort of Saffron Walden, Royston, that kind of area, sort of south of Cambridge. But we'll consider anything.
Yeah, well, I hope that it works out, and maybe somebody listening here knows of a place. Maybe they have a barn themselves, or whatever. What sort of space, size space might you need?
Well, Ideally, something like a standard horse stable size.
Okay.
You don't need much more than that, really. A reasonable amount, obviously, given the great British weather, some hard standing to be able to drive and walk on would be lovely. So we're not paddling around in mud. Say just a electric supply for just have a pressure washer and a water supply so that we can make sure that everything's nice and biosecure and safe. Yeah, it's a bit of storage to put the crates and the equipment. Not a lot,
Well,
really.
sounds fairly straightforward. So hopefully somebody can maybe hear this and get in touch. And in terms of keeping chickens, you know, you say you've got them yourself. How many do you have?
Oh, I've got lots. I've got about 98 at the moment.
98. Oh my
Very
goodness!
addicted.
Well,
Yeah,
it
very
must
addicted.
be. Gosh, how many eggs do 98 semi-retired chickens give you?
Well, I'm getting 60 a day at the moment.
Oh gosh,
Yeah,
this is quite.
but
This
they
is.
do carry on.
Yeah, no, I'm quite. My wife would be absolutely furious if I said, "I've just spoken to this person on the radio. We're going to have chickens." I don't think she'd approve at all. I think the slightly concern is if I go away and she ended up having to clean them out.
Yes, they're very easy. All they want is a secure house and run, daily food and water. Sort of daily poo picking, put a pair of marigold gloves on, pick up the poops, put them into a little bag, a bit like you've taken a dog out for a walk. And then sort of once a week or so, just a bit more of a fluffing up the bedding and making sure that they're nice and tidy. But they're very, very self-sufficient, so as long as they've got all the needs their needs met.
And what do they eat? I have this delusion, possibly, of them just going around the farmyard pecking at grain or something. They must, presumably, it's a bit more complicated than that to keep them, fit and healthy, coats all good, or feathers all good.
They could peck. They do peck around, obviously, because they pick up bits of grit and stuff. But their main feed is a kind of a commercially produced feed, which is designed specifically for their needs. So it's balanced. It's like a grain. It's got all the vitamins and minerals and everything that they need. And they sometimes have a bit of corn with that. They do like to forage around in the garden and pick up bits of greens as well. They're quite good at gardening, and they like to pick up slugs and bugs and things. So they're good at pest control as well.
No, always useful. If somebody is listening and they want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, they could email me. That would be Gaynor, Gaynor dot Davies, Davies, at bhwt.org.uk. We can have a no obligation chat, just to give you a bit more information. And it might not be what you want, but we'd love to talk to you anyway.
Cambridge 105 Radio.